We're walking through the security and this and that, and people are just staring. I can feel them staring, even though I can't see them.
Yeah, the whole scheme of things, and if you look at that sort of time frame from a point of view of when you're born to when you die, that's only a very, very, very small part, you know, or time of your life.
Thanks for tuning in. This has been Hermit Radio. Welcome back. Thank you for listening to Hermit Radio. I'm your host, Cameron, and this is episode 2 of Self Mastery, a course that I've put together for anybody that's been following my podcast. This is just what I call making spirituality modern, or seeing it from a modern point of view. So we're going to do a review of last week. So if you haven't listened to episode 1 yet, I strongly encourage you to go back and listen to that. If not, go ahead and fast forward through this part. This will be the review from last week. Okay. For everyone that did part 1, the homework, here are some questions for you as far as your review goes. How often did you let go of things? So how often were you able to use the technique of letting go? How often did you go back onto the feeling of love? Like we talked about with meditation, did you find a way to remain calm in the moment? Did you find a way to be in a meditative like state throughout the day? And lastly, did you notice any changes with these practices? Did you notice any difference in your actions with other people? Did you notice any difference with your thoughts? Are you able to keep a lower peaceful state of mind? Or are you still getting stuck in negative, repetitive thinking? Okay. And again, these tips, tools, ideas are my own. Anybody that listens to them, anybody that tries them, it's coming from me and my personal life, and this is what has helped me. These are things I do for myself. So if you try them and they don't work, you know, don't be discouraged. There's a million ways to find what you're looking for. This is just my particular flavor of how to do it. Okay. So what we'll try and do is each week we do want to do a review process. And what I'd really like is if you are doing the homework and the review, shoot me an email. Let me know how it's helping you or if it's helping you. Or on social media, shoot me a private message. I'm not selling this. I'm giving this freely. Like, I really just want people to experience the level of joy that I have sometimes. And I just want people to love each other. That's really what it comes down to. Okay. So, moving into the lecture segment of this episode, what we're going to be talking about today is really balancing, how to balance spirituality in the modern day, right? And I feel like when we say the word spirituality, it already kind of comes with its own, you know, tinge for some people. And that's really what I'm hoping to do, is breaking the stigma of spirituality. You know, I used to be somebody that didn't believe in God at all. And, you know, my idea of God is still very different than most, you know, most average religious everyday thinkers have a very different idea. And the way that I came to these ideas was through very long sessions of meditation and doing lots of deep critical thinking and being open to the possibility that maybe I don't know as much as I think, and that maybe there are just some things that are not explainable. And sometimes that can be a really far out thing. Like, for some people that are going through, you know, what you quote-unquote call a spiritual awakening, it's really self-realization. That's what it is. You're just becoming aware of yourself. Not the ego, not the pretend identity. And that happens for everybody in a lot of ways. And if you don't get it right now, you'll get it right later. You will. it's really, and the only way to accomplish this is by the want, the need. There's like a little tug on your heart that says, this is not enough. What I have is not enough. Whether it's $1 million or a Lamborghini or the perfect spouse, there's still some things that are just not enough. And then you start to ask yourself questions like, well, who am I? Why am I here? What's my purpose? Am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Even if everything in your life is going perfect, sometimes you still feel that way regardless. And the only way to account for that feeling is the pull to God or the universe, whatever you want to call it. Something inside you is saying that you, that there's more than just your body and your thoughts, and you gravitate towards that. You expand on it, you read about it, you watch movies and documentaries about it. This is becoming more and more common, I think. I'm seeing it a lot more on social media. I'm seeing it, you know, more and more documentaries about it. And I think it's wonderful. Because, at least for me in my life, what the only thing I can say and speak, because I would never force anything on anyone, and I certainly don't want to force my way of thinking or any religion on you at all. I think that that tears people apart, and the only way to know for yourself what you are, what you want, whether it's religion or just a state of mind, is for you to do it on your own. You have to find your own way. And that's why when I was a child and when I was going with my friends to church, I asked questions and I felt like nobody could answer them, and it didn't work for me. I did not find my way through that. It just wasn't the right way for me. Then when I started reading about Buddhism, that was the doorway to something different. I accepted that the idea of the Buddha was true and that he was a real person. And then I started to think, well, what about Jesus? I started to think, yeah, Jesus was probably a real person too, because there's nothing mystical here. Their messages, whether true or not true, real or unreal, are just for you to love yourself and love other people. Minus the fire and brimstone, and minus the always gotta be meditating to be in this state of mind. Just pure, unfiltered, raw love for each other and ourselves. And that is how I think we should be living our lives. In everyday modern life, we can still have the things that we want and need and still maintain jobs and still be spiritual. It's 100% fact. You can do it. But it's like, imagine trying to carry a bowl of water on your head and balance that while walking. That's what you do. It's always there. It's still on your head. You have to try and do some things to balance with it, but eventually you'll get good at it, and eventually you'll hardly even notice it's there, but it will be. And that can guide you through life. And it doesn't have to be this thing. You don't have to be some person who goes to church and throws your hands and head up in the air and gets down on their knees and does all these things. That's nice, but you don't have to do that. That doesn't make you any less spiritual because you don't want to do that or because you don't want to go to church every day. You don't need to go to church every day. Have your own relationship with whatever it is you want. Be free to be you. And if we could, as a society, grasp that idea, we would be fundamentally better people, and we would treat each other with such kindness and compassion, because we would all understand one fundamental thing, and that is we are all one, we are all the same, regardless of skin type or gender. We are all the same. We are created as we were intended to be. And we're here to learn how to love each other that way, and to create the real society that we're talking about, the real quote-unquote kingdom of heaven. That is what you're talking about, is creating a peaceful, more harmonious, blissful place that we all actually enjoy living in. We eat food that's good for us. We do jobs that we want to do that help us cultivate a happy, positive life. We treat each other better. We don't judge other people as we walk about our day and go to work and go to the grocery store. We don't do those things. We let go of those. If we love ourselves, we can love others. It is our social responsibility to be the best versions of ourselves for other people around us, right? We do it for family and friends sometimes. Even if we don't want to be there, we still pretend to put on a face and we still pretend to ha 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 and smile when it's supposed to smile. We do those things only for people that are close to us. And I'm not saying you should pretend. Pretending gets you nowhere. You might as well just be unhappy if you're going to pretend. But if you can learn to love life and yourself as much as you humanly possibly can, see it as already perfect. Everything that is happening, everything that is you, that is your life, it's perfect. All that's left for you to do is to accept that it is perfect and that it will be indeed perfect. Embrace it. Make it yours and tell it to yourself that it's true. It's already perfect. You just have to believe in it. Believe in that shit like Santa Claus. Just do it. Have blind faith. That's what you're supposed to do. That is a way to God. Or a way to a more blissful life. And I've had people question me, well, what about responsibility? What about these? Yes, those things don't go away. They don't just become imaginary because you believe in God or you believe in a higher purpose. They're just obstacles. They're just things that get in the way. Even as the most completely free guru, there are things that come into the way. You know, there's things that make us have to stop and reevaluate. But that's also what helps us get back on track. The problems, the downs, the falls, those inevitably become addicting, and we chase after those because we want to now correct them and make them right in our lives so that we have more right than wrong. Good or bad? Light versus the dark. That's what we're talking about. This is our gift to humanity. When we can be that way, when we can truly try to achieve something beautiful like human perfection by controlling our emotions, controlling our thoughts, our brains, we do that for ourselves. We become a lighthouse for other people to follow, for other people to see that we can be this way if we just really try. It takes effort, it takes faith, and it takes trust. But if you have those three things and you put your willpower towards it, you will attain it. And then the longer you keep doing it, the easier it'll become. The bowl on your head with water that you're balancing becomes lighter. It becomes almost not even there anymore, but it is on the inside. So make yourself a gift. That's what I'm trying to say there. What are some of your moral values? You know, it's really fascinating that back in ancient times, you know, like Marcus Aurelius, he was very, he had values that he instilled in himself, virtues rather. You know, things like loyalty, duty, servitude, faith, trust, love, those kinds of things. We make them values, and I think that there's power in that, and I think that that's something we should bring back, a very ancient technique, but we should instill virtues in ourselves. Just start with three and make them true, right? Today, you know, what is your virtue today? Loyal. I'm going to remain loyal to my people. I'm going to remain loyal to myself by following these virtues. Duty. There are some responsibilities you have in life that you have to do whether you want to do them or not. But if you carry yourself with a sense of virtue, a moral code that says sometimes you just have to do what you have to do, that's duty and that's you. You become that. You embrace that and it becomes embedded in your brain. Love. I love everyone unconditionally. No matter what they've done, no matter what wrongs they've committed, no matter who they hurt, I will forgive them because I instill the virtue of love. It's very similar. This is almost like the West versus the East here. That is a Western philosophy through virtues, through morals and codes. Then we have the Eastern tradition of mantras. mantras are beautiful too. You know, if you like one or the other, try it. Or if you like both, try it. I do all kinds of crazy stuff all throughout the day. A mantra, you know, something like, you know, like om, om, om. Just do that multiple times. Like if you're feeling a moment of stress or discomfort, just give yourself a second to breathe, and then you don't have to do it out loud. You can do it in your head and just give yourself a couple, you know, a couple good ohms or a couple good, you know, me. So try that. Those are very excellent exercises. I would encourage that for everybody. And like I said, either try one or the other. They both work great. Or even a mantra like, remember love. Maybe it's not like a chant. It's more of something like verbal that you can visualize, like remember love, trust the universe, something like that. Make those yours. Those are very important. And we're going to talk more about that in the homework section. The last thing I'm going to end on in the lecture part of this is that patience and kindness for everyone. Okay. We do this not because we pretend to. We do this because we absolutely must do this to understand the love and potential we have in each other. Because everybody is experiencing their own reality in life as it's happening. And that is what we see of them. That's our perception. We need to fix that. And we need to love each other unconditionally and have patience for each other, because some people are more compassionate and loving than others, and those people need love too. But compassion lets us be ourselves, as kind of like, you know what, dang it, you caught me in a bad moment, I'm sorry. Be an adult enough to say, I made a mistake, I'm sorry, and have faith that the other person will forgive you. Don't worry about judgment. Don't worry about whatever. And if we could all, it's becoming comfortable. It's like becoming naked with each other, like feeling free enough to really say what's on our minds. And that will create a lot less stress for us. Okay, but this is going to end the lecture part of the episode, and we're going to get ready for the homework. So be ready for that. We're going to take a quick break. Alright, thanks for tuning in to Hermit Radio. This is part 2 of Self-Mastery Episode 2, The Homework. We're talking about balancing spirituality for a modern life. Okay, so we're going to try a couple things. Again, everything that we're doing is really in contrast with being able to control your mind, being able to work with emotions and thought processes. That's really what we're trying to do. But these exercises can help you attain better grasp on the rational thinking mind. So let's talk about something. So this one's going to be fun. If you don't want to do this, I totally understand. But I am encouraging it, one, because I think that it is important for us as a human race to learn how to communicate better, but we really, even just in the United States, need to learn how to communicate better. Okay, I want you to think about somebody that is on the complete opposite side of you as far as like life views go. So maybe if you're not a Trump fan, then somebody who is a Trump fan. Let's use that as an example. Or maybe somebody who doesn't like the same sports team as you. Maybe even better, the opposing sports team to your sports team. And here's what I want you to do. Get that person in mind. Think about who it is. What kind of conversation would you guys have to have, guys or gals? What kind of conversation would you have to have for it to get heated, and then for feelings to start getting involved? What would it take? Can you imagine that? Do you have somebody in mind? If you don't have anybody like that, just try just a regular normal conversation, but try bringing up some racy topics. So maybe we're talking about politics or global warming or the economy or, you know, COVID-19, whatever that is. just start up a conversation with somebody about it and pay attention to their reaction, okay? Now, if this is somebody that you know is on the opposite spectrum of your way of thinking, then if you know this going into this, then you definitely need to pay attention to what's being said back to you. And this is not harmful. This is not to pick it fun at anybody, and this is not to be judgmental towards anybody at all. What you're trying to do is you're trying to learn how to combat your own improper way of thinking and your own judgments of other people. That's what the whole intent and purpose behind this exercise is. So get into a conversation. Allow it to be natural. Don't force anything. Just have a conversation, and if you can, get to the topic that you know might spark up some feelings for either person, okay? And now we're looking at this from two perspectives. If the other person is getting upset and you notice it, pay attention to what you say next, because you either have the potential to calm them down or to keep them going up, to continue to heat them up. You have the power to do that. The problem that we have is that we are not aware of that most of the time, right? Some people are. These are narcissists, people who take advantage of that, or somebody that just wants to win an argument, right? But if we pay attention to it with a sincere emotion and intention, not a malevolent intention, we have the potential to help heal people around us, right? Because if you are the person that knows this conversation is going to go in one direction, you hold all the keys. You know that you can turn up the heat whenever you want to, because that's your intention. But what if you turned it down when it happens naturally, and then all of a sudden things are starting to heat up? The first thing that you need to do is be able to control your own emotions and feelings and be able to reason with yourself, because the rational mind wants to say things and do things because we feel emotions, and the energy in our bodies generates in certain places. We start getting heavy, you know, heavy breathing, shortness of breath. We start feeling worked up, our blood pressure starting to go up. Those physiological things in our bodies also impact our mental status, and so they kind of feed off of each other. And if we allow them to continue to feed each other, the next thing you know, that's when you start shouting, that's when you start getting angry, and you start saying things you don't mean, because that almost primitive side of your brain is taking over. So we want to get, and listen, I don't like the word control. I don't like that. What I say is a partnership. Partnership with people around you, a partnership with yourself, your higher self, and a partnership with your brain and your body. Treat it the way that you want to be treated. Love it. Take care of it. Don't give yourself a hard time if you do have a negative thought or if you do get worked up about something. The point in the lesson is to learn from it, so that it doesn't happen in the future. So, when you're having these conversations, if you have one or if you have a couple, just try. If the conversation becomes heated, or if you encourage it to become heated, pay attention to how you feel. Pay attention to your thoughts, feelings, and emotions. And pay attention to what the other person is feeling and what they're projecting onto you. Are they, you know, using lots of verbal language? Do they look red? Is their blood pressure like boiling? Right? Hopefully we don't get people that worked up. We don't want anybody to be that aggressive towards us. But pay attention. These things are important. And this is something that we're struggling with in the United States right now, is that we don't have the ability to communicate with each other without us having temper tantrums like children. Right? If somebody's getting that worked up, then that doesn't say anything about you. It says everything about them. If somebody is getting so mad by your words, it is 100% their fault. Think about that. I know that's a pretty bold statement, but if somebody is getting mad at you for the words coming out of your mouth, that is 100% their fault. Sure, even if you encourage them, even if you say something, it's your social responsibility to control your thoughts, feelings, and emotions. Nobody should ever hit you because you say something that they don't like. You should never hit someone because you don't like what somebody else says. But how too often do we see that all the time? Well, he said this or she said this. That doesn't give you an excuse for violence or even let's less that down. It, you know, just the cruel words that people use to each other when an argument doesn't go the way they want. You know, we resort to name calling and abusive language. And, you know, I used to be that kind of person. I used to do that all the time. And I now see how it impacts other people and myself. There were things about myself I was being so judgmental towards about myself, and it was only because of being bullied as a kid and not believing in myself and not believing that I could grow out of that. That's every single person on the planet has the potential to do that. It just needs a little love, a little compassion. It needs a little help getting awake, brought forth. In association with this, you might want to try it in multiple conversations. But if you're going to do it all in one, this is even better. Actually think before you say the next sentence. Okay? This is the next call to action. Think before you say something. You can do it with everybody and anybody, or you can do it in a particular conversation, or you can do it in the conversation I'm encouraging you to have anyways. Be truthful. Don't lie. But be honest. But truly think before you say. Formulate the words. And if you're slow at it, it's okay. Just don't be judgmental towards yourself. Sometimes if we had just used that thought process, like let me actually think about what I'm about to say, and then doing it, we allow ourselves time for compassion. We're in such a rush all the time. Blah, 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 blah. We just spit things out and we say things we don't even mean. Think before you speak. Would these words impact somebody in a negative or in a positive manner? And there's really no choice. Pick the positive one. I'm usually pretty passive about encouraging people to do the right and wrong thing, but in this case, what good reason do you really have for saying negative things to anyone? Because they hurt your feelings? Okay. You're the only one allowing your feelings to be hurt. Be stronger than that. No matter what is said to you, let go. Let it go. Don't let it take away from your peace. Don't let it take away from your mind. Think before you speak. If we can do these two simple things, if we can learn to have a conversation with somebody that has the opposing side of our own thought process, and if we can think before we speak, this is the beginning stages of a fully functioning, fully developed civilization that is compassionate, courteous, and kind. And if you're thinking to yourself, like, why do we need that? Why? That should go without explanation. How do you feel? For those who question, for those who still need an excuse or a reason to be here and to listen to my words, how would you feel? Let me ask that differently. How have you felt when people have talked down to you? Because everybody at some point has been talked down to. How does it feel when somebody talks to you with abusive language? Because I'm sure we've all had that. And the fact that I have to say we've all had that at every end of the sentence that I'm giving you with these examples, that's a shame. And the only reason it's like that is because we've allowed it to be. Encourage yourself and others around you to be more positive. Don't force, but encourage. Like I talked about in the lectures portion of this, be a lighthouse for other people to see your brilliant, radiant light and want to be that example. That is the way. We'll come back again next Monday and we'll talk about the results of this exercise, these exercises, and we'll be ready for the next episode. I hope you're enjoying this series. If you are taking notes and if you're trying these exercises, please send me an email, hermitradio@gmail.com. Let me know what you're thinking and feeling about these exercises and let me know if they're helping you. Depending on how much feedback I get, I'll probably include them in the next episode. So if you want a shout out like that, there's your chance. But thank you again for everybody listening. I hope this is helping you. and I'll catch you next Monday. This has been Hermit Radio.